Staying in Kern, I'm now going to tell you about one woman who's made suicide prevention her life's focus. We begin this story in an auditorium in Tehachapi.
First of all, I want to thank all of you brave souls who came here tonight.
Ellen Eggert stands at the front in a tie-dyed t-shirt, sweatshirt tied around her waist, her salt and pepper hair loose at her shoulders.
How many in this room? I gotta take my shoes off. I'm sorry. My feet are sweating. Do you mind?
More comfortable barefoot, she jumps right in.
How many in this room have known somebody who's died by suicide?
About a dozen people are in the room. Almost every one of them raises their hand. Eggert works with Kern County's Behavioral Health Department as a project supervisor and head of its crisis intervention hotline. Next, she asks, how many of you have considered suicide? One man raises his hand.
Thank you. It takes a lot of courage, and chances are there's more.
Eggert would know. 3 decades ago, she attempted it herself. She partially blames it on undiagnosed bipolar 2 disorder. She thought she was worthless.
My depression told me the day I die, my family will dance. I believed it. And that's what depression does. It's a liar and a thief. And it doesn't have to be a mental health depression. It can be a situational depression. It can be all sorts of things.
On her wrist, she's tattooed the word hope and a semicolon, symbolizing there's more to her story than her attempt. Emotions are high tonight, like from one man who has a tough time believing that guns, like those locked up in his home, are used in more than half of all suicides.
Well, there's no one in that household that can get to that gun.
Well, I'll tell you, sir, I know what you're saying, and I believe what you're saying. Our kids are so much smarter than we are.
Smart enough to find those guns.
I know exactly.
Tonight's presentation is called QPR, or Question, Persuade, Refer, organized by the county, Adventist Health Tehachapi, and the Stallion Springs Police Department. Eggert has run QPR hundreds of times for communities, police departments, and college students.
The beauty of it is it's pretty simple, and it basically pinpoints the question, are you thinking about suicide?
You see warning signs, you ask that question directly. For many, it's the hardest part of QPR to swallow. Won't it embarrass that person or anger them? Will they even give a straight answer? Eggert says you'd be surprised.
People won't come to us and tell us because of stigma and taboo and judgment, but people want to be asked about suicide. And if you do it in a caring, non-judgmental way, the majority of time, they will tell you if they are or if they aren't.
Then you try to persuade them to abandon the attempt, and you refer them to professional help. Studies have shown QPR training increases awareness and reduces stigma around suicide. Eggert doesn't just draw from her own attempt. She also lost 2 brothers and 2 cousins to suicide. It's these and other horrific tragedies that led her to work in mental health. And in her free time, she runs a nonprofit for suicide survivors and their families. It hosted the annual Stomp Out Suicide Walk in Bakersfield last Saturday.
I can't bring anybody back, but if I can help one family after their loss or prevent one suicide, then I have found some good out of some tragedy.
And more good is needed. According to an Adventist Health report, the suicide rate in the Tehachapi area is 50% higher than the county's, and it's more than double the state rate. That's why Police Chief Gary Crowell in nearby Stallion Springs held a suicide prevention symposium in July ahead of Eggert's QPR training. He says around 100 people showed up in their tiny community of 2,500.
I do believe that with our small community that generally you're going to be affected in some way or know someone because we are so small.
As the QPR session ends, I catch up with Chris Frost, a Tehachapi pastor. He says he came to the training because he wants to be better prepared when asked about suicide.
I've had tons of Bible college training, seminary training, and still don't feel fully equipped to deal with this. Honestly, we didn't talk about it in school very much.
Tehachapi resident Carolyn Aranda also found the session empowering. She really connected with the idea of compassion and reaching out to people in need. She just wishes more people had come.
I think a lot of people are afraid to come and listen about it in case they find out that they know someone that's going to commit suicide.
Ellen Eggert knows there's stigma around talking about suicide. She's used to small turnouts, and she says she'll come back as many times as it takes. I ask her how she can handle surrounding herself with suicide talk after all that's happened in her family.
I have to compartmentalize. You know, I have to put my grief and my loss over here and then be able to do this. But that's what also gives me my passion to be able to do this.
And the feedback she gets is passionate. That Stomp Out suicide walk she hosted last Saturday, over 700 people came, including her family, who flew in from all over the country. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.